Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
I'm the coolest guy in the world. I'm the coolest guy in the world.
Tom?
Who's there?
Tommy.
Right here in my basement.
Remember, we booked you for today.
It's us.
On the Amera show.
Oh, I was listening to my records, man.
You playing your records?
All right, turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay, hold on.
One of your favorites.
You know, it's funny, Tommy. You're playing the record, so if you want to turn it off, you have to do
it. Okay, here we go. And black. Boogie, boogie, bugle, company B. Black.
Other way.
There
Tommy.
We go. I
yeah.
turned it
he
off.
Hit the volume first.
Oh, good job. Okay, is it time for the Internet Radio Tommy Show?
Hey, we can begin when you're ready.
Well, I'll play my intro, man. Come on. What are you doing?
Well, were those your records?
Get it queued up for you.
What's yeah. that?
There, I got, yeah,
I got
your
the
records.
Miller, and I got the original Andrews Sisters.
Yeah, but where did you get those records? You're like 13.
I got them from my grandpa,
hey,
man.
Oh, can you play
dude.
The, can you play no. the Bette Midler version?
I can do that. Yeah, you want to hear that?
I do.
All right, let's play that one. Here it comes. One, two, three.
Yeah, he's got them all.
I might like this one better, uh-huh. but I don't know. Sometimes I like the Andrews Sisters. Sometimes I like Bette Midler. Here she comes. She's got big boobs.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way.
He had a business that couldn't say. Uh-huh. He was the top man in his band. But then his number came up, and he was gone to the draft. He's in the army now, doing reveille, blowing reveille. Boogie, woogie, boogie. Okay, all right, now turn that one off right now. Turn it off, Rob.
Podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show. Broadcasting to you live
from the internet.
On the internet.
Not
internet
funny.
The Tommy Radio Show is
Shut
brought
up.
To you by
the internet.
The internet.
Still not funny.
Now,
hey.
With no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Okay, I'm real sorry that I was playing my records, but it's time for the Internet Radio Tommy Radio. Internet Tommy Radio Show.
Tommy-o?
I'm Tommy, and hey, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
You're cramping me. It's
Tommy,
time for the Internet Tommy Radio Show.
Has anyone ever told you you're an old soul?
I am an old soul.
Sure.
I like old music. I like old donuts. That's one thing people don't realize.
Old donuts, really?
I like to eat old donuts.
I didn't know that.
But today we're going to talk about the Masters Golf Tournament. What
oh,
a great
cool.
time it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're a golf fan?
Yeah, I'm a big golf fan. Uh-huh. And, of course, all the people gather down in Alabama for the
Augusta.
Fabulous,
yeah, it's Georgia. Georgia, yeah, really.
It's Augusta.
Yeah.
I thought it was Alabama.
No.
Augusta, Georgia.
It's down in the south.
It is
yes,
in the south. That's
they got
right.
they got azaleas and
azaleas. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Azaleas.
Azaleas.
Flowers are called azaleas.
Azaleas.
Yes.
Can you spell it, Tom?
Alabama azaleas.
No. Augusta, Georgia azaleas.
Augusta, Georgia is okay.
Right.
Hey, sorry, I don't know things.
We're just trying to help you out, Tommy. You're a
hey,
fan.
I'm sorry that I don't know things.
Tommy,
okay.
It's part of your show prep, Tom.
Show prep, show schmep.
Exactly.
Tommy, good comeback.
Did you? We know you have an absent father.
Well, you know, I haven't seen Dad in about 35 years.
So
he hasn't been around.
Now, is it true that the
you're 13, so it's kind of.
Am I 13?
Yes.
Well, Dad hasn't been around for 35 years.
Now, when he left,
he sent his seed mail order.
Oh, I see.
Did he leave your mother's
in vitro?
Did he leave your mother's to caddy on the tour?
Now, Rob, you know, and as well as Oscar knows and Buzz knows, you guys start talking about my private life, and I don't have any answers for it.
Well, I
know. So many
questions. My question was, who taught you the game of golf? Because Papa wasn't around.
I don't know the game of golf. I watch it on the TV. Why are you guys always picking on me?
You spend a lot of Sunday afternoons on Channel 9.
I like watching Jim Nance.
Sure.
I love him.
Have you ever met him?
No, but I've always fantasized about going out to a live tournament where he's doing a broadcast and he finishes and I see him coming down the stairs after he's up in that tower and he takes his tie off and gives it to me.
What would you do with the tie?
I'd wipe with it.
Oh, listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hear your names. Mr. Brown. Mr. White. Mr. Blonde. Mr. Blue. Mr. Orange. Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a faggot, all right?
Why can't we pick our own colors?
No way, no way. Tried it once, it doesn't work. You get four guys all fighting over who's going to be Mr. Black. But they don't know each other, so nobody wants to back down. No way. I pick. You're Mr. Pink. Be thankful you're not Mr. Yellow.
Yeah, but Mr. Brown, that's a little too close to Mr. Sh. How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're not Mr. Purple. Some guy on some other job is Mr. Purple. You're Mr. Pink.
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name. All right, look, if it's no big deal to be Mr. Pink, you want to trade?
Hey. Nobody's trading with anybody. This ain't a goddamn city council meeting, you know. Now listen up, Mr. Pink. There's two ways you can go on this job. My way or the highway. Now what's it gonna be, Mr. Pink?
Jesus Christ, Joe. Forget about it. It's beneath me, you know. I'm Mr. Pink. Let's move on.
I'll move on when I feel like it. Let's go to work.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That is a great clip, Rob. If you have not gotten a chance, check out a little film we call Reservoir Dogs. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, and this is April 7th, 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads and still growing. Our show today is brought to you by The Big Duff 2.
All right.
And my mic sounds weird again.
A little distorted.
I know
that's
what it is.
A pinch of distortion I'm hearing today.
Right now.
One every day this week.
Well, no, because yesterday, remember?
We turned it up.
You had issues with your voice yesterday.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Is it better?
Turn your music down. Thank you. That's part of the problem. You know, the ink is black.
What a chilling recreation.
The ink is white.
A chilling recreation with compact disc fidelity of how I run board.
I have to scream to get heard with the sponsor over the thing, so I'm just trying to figure it all out.
God, I must have really bad headphones because it sounded right to me.
No, well, you know what? For someone who, for the first 6 months of our show, was inaudible until I heard it one night on the Sunboard.
Well, it never didn't seem to bother you.
It didn't, no. It really didn't. Wish it could go back to being that way. Now it's too. We got to do a mic check. We got to get our levels right.
All
we
right.
should have done this. If we were professionals, we would do this.
Well, stop
do you
there.
Hear how
if
it
only.
It's kind of like I'm in the background like this.
Yes.
And it just has to be.
I for once, actually agree with Mike.
This is.
It sounds a little different.
It's just, and what happens is This Week in America. Uh-huh. That's what's beginning to screw
that's
up.
That's the cause of all our problems.
We need to either...
Let's cancel that show.
Yeah. We need to write them down.
Or cancel this show.
Kill it with fire.
No, these guys come in and they're not professional broadcasters and they don't have... We had consistent levels for about
almost the better part of a year.
300 shows.
And then we started doing, you know, this, and we come in, and every Monday.
How does it sound now?
Right now, it sounds a little bit better.
Okay. You sound good right now.
Does it sound
It sounds
normal?
Better.
Yeah. Does it sound normal? My apologies. Normal. Should have done this
I think we're fine-tuned now.
The pre-show. Yeah. But our show is brought to you by the Big Duff 2. Our annual golf tournament is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. But you need to sign up right away. We'd appreciate the earlier you sign up, the better we can get all of our special secret arrangements made. Uh-huh. It's a day of golf and hijinks, followed by our end of the world after party at a secret location. Several packages are available, from the spectator package to the platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after party. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason at 703-628-1343.
You'll be giving your tie to a lucky listener after the
That's right.
Sign up now before Ronick raises the prices.
Coming down from the tower. Any word on our friend Jason, did we get an update on that?
We've had a few more, but still we need a lot more.
Okay. Yep. I will cancel this event if we do not get a certain number. I want to warn everybody in advance. I will not trundle down there for anything less than 50 people.
Right.
Fair enough. You know what?
That's it.
That's not a threat.
Yeah. That is not a threat.
That's a promise.
That is a 100% promise, because I think we all feel the same way.
Especially with Jason and failing health.
Are we in agreement? Jason might not like to hear that, but
we'll take care of Jason.
It's not new.
Right, Buzz.
It's not shiny.
Right.
It's the second year we're doing
it. It's better.
And quite frankly, an event like this is a challenge for this show, mm-hmm. because we are all over the country. In fact, we are all around the world.
Right.
But here in our backyard, it is a very interesting little location for our listeners, mm-hmm. and they have to travel from great distances.
We have to travel a bit ourselves.
If this is what I'm hearing, that every time we've gone early with this thing, mm-hmm. and I really would like to have a drop dead date where we say yay or nay and
do it for Jason.
Do it for Jason at Cameron Hills.
And what people need to know, you may think this is out of the way, but remember, this place is inconvenient for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're special.
Yeah, right.
Not try to plan it that way.
Not if you live in that area.
All right, so next Wednesday, next Wednesday we get a really good idea what's going on with this thing. And it really is going to, if we pull this thing off, it's going to be great.
Oh.
But I knew this would happen. I just had a suspicion that this would happen. What we had going for us last year was novelty. We don't have it this year. And we need to, this is the type of thing when we talk about Amazon and we talk about everything else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spend probably one more show doing what I'm doing right now, which is kind of saying, we need your support. We need you to get involved with this type of thing.
Right.
But this is a real challenge for this show to do something like this.
It is.
It's why we do it once a year.
We
need your help.
We should also probably say to our caught up listeners that if you know of fellow listeners who are a month or so behind and they're listening, let them know about the Big Duff, or have them check it out online as well.
Yeah. So if you are interested in doing this, please click events at 703-628-1343. I mean, click events at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
Or call Jason directly, 703-628-1343. We would love to have you participate in this. But, that is my concern in general.
We'll turn this car around.
That this show is in need of to be honest with you, a reboot from top to bottom. And, one of the reboots involves us, mm-hmm. and the other involves the way we get along with you. Mm-hmm. It's fun, no disrespect to you, Rob, to have cat and bullshit that means nothing to anybody. But when it comes right down to it, I'm running a show where I'm trying to feed my family here. And when we're trying to do this and we're trying to have a relationship with you, the listening public, we got to be creative and we got to figure out ways. Mark came up with this idea of the Big Duff. And mm-hmm. if people are going to start sitting on their hands about this show, we got to figure out other things to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. That's the reality
of it. We have to make a living
out
there.
The reason I get heavy on this, I get heavy with everybody in this room, and mm-hmm. I get heavy with the listeners as well, is because I sense the newness part, mm-hmm. the honeymoon part, mm-hmm. Kind of like people know we're there. We're like an old shoe. We're very comfortable. We're there all the time. But we have to remind you every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. that we struggle month to month on this show to keep it viable, to keep it. Buzz and Rob, for example, this is how they make their living.
Right, this is it.
Oscar and Mark Ronick as well.
Yeah.
Oscar has a second job. I have a second job. Mm-hmm. But we really need your support. And it's not just ordering things through Amazon. And I urge everybody to work hard.
It's too soon to take the show for granted.
Right.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't think that the novelty is off the Big Duff. What I like to think is now we know what we're doing. Right. I think the people that did the big dub last year,
it was fun,
but it was only one faith.
We made the decision to do this last year at the event. We said we had such a great time and there was such good participation. Mm-hmm. But when we got participation last year, we were like, hey,
people
showed up.
How about that?
And it's different when you expect it and when you count on it. That's a different situation.
Let me sweeten the pot if you don't mind.
Oh, good. Go right ahead. Please do.
So I was actually talking to Evan from Mangrates, my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, is this something that would be cool with you guys? And I'll talk to Jason about it as well.
Mm-hmm. Evan was there last year.
Yes, he was.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is that for each person that signs up, and anybody that's been to a golf tournament knows they get a goodie bag.
Right.
We're going to give you a man crate to take home with you, and you can test it, and you can see what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
Brilliant.
It's a nice prize. That's a nice prize, and we're working right now to sweeten this thing. This party is an additional thing that we're looking forward to.
It's a retail. It's a $25 value, and it's to you, and we thank you for it.
Well,
and
that's
As far as the family's concerned, we're coming back on for Father's Day, but this will be a nice way to get back into it, and I think it'll be nice.
Wow, that's great.
Look forward to that, and the reason I get heavy on this with our listeners, I really don't do it that often, because you've been wonderfully supportive of the stuff that is easier, to be honest. And, don't think that we take for granted your participation when it comes to all the fine sponsors we have on the show, but this is one where what I love about this show is that I can communicate with everybody that downloads the show
directly,
one-on-one, and talk to you and say, we need this. Believe me, if it was a different world, if we didn't count on all of you individually, we would not make these kind of appeals. And I think that, please understand the first priority of this show is to entertain you and to come in and have a good time. But when it comes to something like this, I'm not going to wait, until it's too late, and then we're just going to go down and be disappointed. I think we can make this a success. We need the audience participation. So
it's fun.
We'll mention it. We'll mention it continuously, but this is the last time you'll hear this kind of speech from me I don't want to do it. Mention Reservoir Dogs. It's amazing to hear a clip from a movie that I love that I completely forgot. That actor who knows who he is.
I love you, guy.
Where he's like, that hey, guy. You're going to be
there's Mr. another Pink. Guy that's Mr. Purple.
That's going to be what it is, Mr. Pink. That movie, I was so late to the party on Reservoir Dogs.
I think a lot of us were.
And
I think most people saw it after we saw Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction first.
Yes. And then we saw it.
Who is this director?
It's Quentin Tarantino.
Tarantino.
And it's got a killer soundtrack.
Oh, like, absolutely.
It's got a killer, killer soundtrack.
So and it's Michael Madsen, right?
Yes.
He's the guy that cuts the guy's ear off playing the Stuck in the Middle with
you. Yeah, if you like Steeler's Wheel, that's the movie for you.
Wow, what a movie that is.
You walk out whistling the scenery.
Not exactly a pick-me-up film, but a good movie.
Well, I don't know about that.
Depends on your mood going in.
Yes, happy.
That's if true. You're, where's the starting line?
If you're morbid and suicidal, it's actually quite an afternoon. I think it should be a...
So, Mike, yes, I see you're babysitting today.
Yes.
I was delighted to see.
Who let the dog in?
We have a modification in the O'Mara household. This has been a very, very strange week for me. Lots of different stuff going on at the radio station, here on the show. Uh-huh. It's been crazy. And the latest addition, we have a new member of the family, a brown Labrador retriever named... Lucy.
It's a chocolate lab, right?
I think it's a chocolate lab, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful dog.
Maybe I should say chocolate instead of it's a brown
dog. Please, because when I left you...
All the technical talk, Mike.
There's a brown dog.
If you get too clinical, you're going to drive the listeners away. Brown dog in the kitchen!
A brown dog in the kitchen.
When I left...
Brown robot dog.
I clearly was out on yesterday's show. When I left on Tuesday, you had a new edition of a black robot baby.
Right. Yes.
And today you have a brown chocolate lab.
Brown chocolate lab.
Not an actual dog.
Yes, a brown dog named Lucy. Here it is.
Seems well behaved.
You know, I live here. I eat here. I poo here. Sometimes I'm really not all that plugged in to what goes on, either on this show or really in my private life.
I would say that from 4 a.m. till about 1, you're really just visiting.
You're visiting here.
You're a guest.
If you're here.
And really, sometimes after 1, I go upstairs.
And there's Nappy.
Close my eyes. And then
you become White Robot Mike.
And things happen while you're asleep.
I wake up around 7.
Yeah. That's right.
Watch a little television, start the cycle up again.
Empty the wine glass to bed. What a day.
I long some serious time here on the weekends where I really participate.
Good for you.
Why should you
I'll change light bulbs.
Wow. Mike, why do you feel like you need to convince us that you live here? We never doubted it.
So here's how it goes. Driving to dinner last night. We have a free dinner from the people at the Edge. We have kind of a team dinner.
Nice.
And we're going. And now, with the current state of the economy, someone,
all the breadsticks you want?
Someone offers me a free dinner. Sure. I say, yeah, fine.
When?
I said, yeah, when? Yeah. Show me when.
I'll be there early.
Carla gets a phone call from the somebody in her family. I'm not sure. Could be your mother. Could be a cousin. I don't know. And
could
the phone call.
What?
Not plugged in.
Her grandfather. Cousins. And we wish him the very best of luck
of
going through double bypass surgery wow. today.
Mm. We met him when he came over a couple weeks ago, right?
I don't know.
I think he was doing.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
He Mike stopped in here. After yeah, the show to do a repair.
You had left, or you weren't here for some reason, and he had stopped by.
Don't know.
Okay.
He anyway, came
a good, said, a kind man.
He said, "Where's?"
Don't really know.
I remember the quote. Where's that man who lives here with you, so, granddaughter?
That so, white man.
That white man. That robot white man.
Wish him the very best of
yes.
luck.
Yes, all of us. Do.
And he is going to be on the shelf for a while. So 6 weeks, we have agreed to take Lucy the brown dog.
Six did
weeks.
You wait? Rewind here.
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
42 fun-loving days.
6 weeks.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, it's a long recovery time,
month
and he
and
can't
half.
Be chasing
no, no, no,
a
no,
dog
no.
around.
I'm not concerned about the recovery time.
Right.
I'm concerned about you.
And the dog.
Well, came back from dinner last night, and Carla could not be more cool to me about this. She said, it's about 10:30. She says, you got to get in the rack. Go ahead. I had to do show prep, and then
and
go
by
right
that,
away.
She means go to bed, right?
Go to rack. Yes, yes.
Why
get in the rack.
Why do you call it the rack?
That's just, it's slang. It's American
it's
slang.
It's an old
is?
Expression yes. for bed.
It's like my dad says, it's like my father says, me voy a poner en el sobre.
What's that mean?
Me voy a poner en el sobre
he
means...
doesn't know.
I'm going to put myself in the envelope.
Okay, yes.
Oh, I haven't heard of that. That's new.
That's better than mine.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to put myself in the envelope.
Hit the rack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She drops me off. Okay. She's going to go pick the dog
I don't
up.
Know the origin, but it's an old-timey yeah. word for bed.
Doug used yeah. to say, get in the fart sack.
So the fart sack is another one. Hit the rack.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yes.
Now that's means something
different. It's a different thing.
Uh-huh. Perhaps, back we in do the that, envelope. Perhaps we do that on a bonus show.
Yeah.
As I just try to pretend that I am not... totally exasperated by this conversation.
It's fine.
I will say that she drops me off, goes to pick up the dog. No problemo. Uh-huh. However, the Chihuahua goes bat-ass.
Really?
No.
And I understand later on why the Chihuahua goes bat-ass. Chihuahua's afraid of being eaten.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Which my register would go up higher to. I would be, get out of here.
It's a if dinosaur.
If a T-Rex was yes. coming to my house and was playing with my stuff.
The Chihuahua right now, the biggest threat the Chihuahua has is basically a walk-in meatloaf. It's
exactly.
not that big.
It's a bread basket.
And you know, in right. 6 yes. weeks, that lab, that chocolate brown dog, mm-hmm. is going to triple in size.
Yes, yes.
Because it's scary. A puppy.
It's scary and it's gangly and
I've
it's got the legs.
I've got a prediction.
What's that?
This is a permanent house guest.
Uh-oh.
I had the same thought.
Well, we...
The more the merrier.
Here's the thing.
Well,
I like the dog. The dog is very sweet, and
yes.
the dog comes up to me. He's got that gangly puppy thing.
Yes,
on, and I've been exhausted ever yeah, since the dog arrived at yeah. the house. However, and then I'm going... I'm walking up, hello, Lucy.
Yeah.
Such a good dog, Lucy. And then Carly goes, be careful. She's got an ear infection. And I'm like, oh that's
ew.
Great. So bring a diseased dog into the house. And
I touched the dog.
And Lucy, yeah, I know. You just want to go, yeah. Dogs with ear.
My
and to
ear
me,
hurts.
Dogs with ear infections are like, you know, women in bars with herpes.
Be careful.
You know, I don't like touching either one
Mike,
of them.
Mike, be careful. Lucy, the dog is draining.
Exactly.
This dog from is draining.
This coming right. from a man that basically greeted his own dog.
Yeah, Chihuahua.
And tasted ass.
What are you talking about, my Chihuahua?
I'm just saying every dog has something. And just
because
she's got an ear infection doesn't right. make her a bad dog.
I don't think she's a bad dog. It's just I get grossed out by, like, I like to hug on the dogs
yes.
and all that. So Lucy is a member of the household.
Forever.
We are, you know what? Who knows?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I hope not.
I have no idea.
I hope so. I think it's a step up in the canine
yeah.
world.
You know what? Three I dogs to me, even if they're small dogs, in my opinion,
yeah.
you get three dogs and this is what you're all about. Okay. That's what I... All right, I really do believe
Where's
you're the Bumpuses.
Bumpuses.
Right.
I don't think so because two of your dogs don't count.
And you saved one. Remember that?
I saved him from a puppy mill in Florida.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
You went, remember when you went to that illegal puppy mill?
The illegal,
in the dark of night?
It's clean as a whistle, Rob.
I'm sure up front
it might have
is.
Been a puppy mill, but it was clean as a whistle. And we took care of the dog. So we've got a new addition to the family. Lucy is here for now. And Ernie.
Beautiful dog.
The grandfather. Yes. I hope, you know, get smooth well. Sailing he's, with your bypass.
He's the one with the hot peppers, right? I'll,
yes, he is.
Yeah, I love those.
Yes,
I, and
wonderful
I do wish
guy.
Him
Mike,
well.
I'll be babysitting tonight.
You'll be
for
babysitting?
For the first time ever.
Really?
In my life.
What dog?
Luca?
No, I'll be babysitting my niece, who is, I think, 16 months old.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, because the
like
Yanni,
a real baby.
The Yanni concert's tonight.
Oh. Oh, yes.
And, you know, I'm not going.
Do you know what to do with a 16? I wouldn't know.
No, I'm a little intimidated.
Don't, no matter how bad the child
really
is, Oscar.
Babysitting.
16 months.
You got to remember, a 16-month-old still will misbehave. Don't break her cell phone.
Again.
Oh, that's terrible.
Thanks.
That's mean.
That stings.
That's mean.
Just a little fresh. Too soon, Rob.
Hey, listen, hold on. I'm going to stop because I swear to God, the way these guys are behaving today, yeah. If I don't do this, if I don't put my hand up, I mean, we'll go to the 2-hour mark and we have to take care of this. We'll come back and talk about the baby and talk about TV.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this off my chest all week. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel pros who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we would love you to check out My Vacation Experts. So we're back with Oscar, and I had no idea. A 16-month-old.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a young. Challenging babysitting.
I'm a grown man. I can drive a car. I have a couple jobs. I think I can handle this.
You can probably handle this.
So I would like this type of responsibility dropped on me with a little more than 24 hours notice.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm.
And as the youngest in my family, this is what has gone on for the past week with this big Yanni concert that my whole family's going to because my...
I still laugh when I hear that. The whole family going out to
you
see
know what?
Yanni.
Before we proceed, I think yes. America wants to know, what is the resolution as far as your sister buying tickets and what price point did she choose?
Again, anyone who's the youngest and who's a part of a tight family, it doesn't matter how old you are, you're always going to be the youngest.
Of course.
Right? So I have procured the Yanni tickets with a sweaty Craigslist handshake at the Starbucks in Falls Church.
Oh, no. You're still
know,
doing that?
I swear to God, you're
lucky to be
an idiot
alive.
For doing that. You don't.
It's a public place.
People, I've got lots of cash, and I'll meet you in Falls Church.
People get mugged and murdered all the time when they do it
but
like
also,
that.
Mike, people find love.
People find love, my ass. People find
exactly.
Disease. And disease and terror and all that. Uncle Billy. You go out and you hook up with somebody who says,
hey, now.
I've got these tickets. Yes. I'll meet you at such and such a place.
I have done this. This is probably my sixth or seventh transaction with the palm.
Have you been burned
and a handshake.
At any of those?
No.
You have
no.
Not yet.
Didn't you at one time?
This is the first time, though, I did not bring a weapon with me.
I was going to say, don't you usually have like a machete under your
car
seat?
Yes, well, I usually drive up and we do the sweaty handshake through the car window.
Oh,
I
my
had to
God,
walk
that
in.
Is so yes. Untoward.
Cheaper than StubHub.
Yes.
Really?
Good
yes.
For you.
Like significantly cheaper.
Yeah, but you don't take your life into your hands.
Wait, hold on,
with StubHub.
Hold on. Is it really cheaper?
Much, it's about $100 cheaper.
Really?
Per ticket.
Nice. All right. That's not, I mean, that's almost worth doing it then.
Almost worth
it. I mean, really.
Well,
your
the
life.
Keys to this is this.
Settle down, Mark.
Is you meet each other in a very public place.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's tickets or it's electronics, you do it in a place where there is surveillance in case something goes down. And you do it in a place where if it's a cash deal, if you can't bring someone with you.
Dear Yanni ticket at AOL 234, I will meet you in my bedroom.
So you got the tickets and the family's cool with it.
$325.
All right. Well, that's nice. Good.
Not too bad.
For how many?
StubHub wanted $450.
Two, I think.
13.
For two.
$325 for two?
Yes.
What a deal.
Jesus Christ. Yanni?
He was looking at $500
yes.
for
yes.
two.
God, Yanni.
Yes. Yanni.
I know. Who'd have thunk it? I mean, I'm just astonished that Yanni is that much
of
a pull.
There's a lot of Greek people that love music.
Well, good luck. Give us a report tomorrow on that.
So, basically, I'm not going to the concert, but I was under the impression that my whole family was going except for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy not to go.
Imagine this is your little baby.
Yeah.
A little Irish baby.
Support his head.
Rob had brought me in a project that his son completed recently. This is Robert Spiewak. Robert Spiewak III.
Yes, yes.
Your son, Robert, who is now...
Eight.
8 years old.
Wow.
It's in the movie The Contender. It's a great age. I think it's Shelley that says that,
yeah,
or something
like
that. 8 years old, and
try the porterhouse.
Please to set this up for me, Rob. I am.
It was an
looking
art,
at it.
An art and literature project, which is hard to say for someone who's in second grade. Mm-hmm. And he had to color a leprechaun. Can
right.
you show it to our Ustream viewers?
There we are.
And then there is a story about the leprechauns. But I like to think that it's a story about Mike's producer at his other job on 105.9 The Edge,
Jeff Shamrock.
And it's a thrilling story with intrigue and a conflict. But also a happy resolution.
I can't. 8 years old, I'm going to tell Mr. Robert here, he has wonderful handwriting. This is very legible.
Both of my kids have really, really nice handwriting.
And boys, you know, little boys normally don't. That's him doing
that's
the U to U.
Great.
That's good. Thank you, Mark.
All right, this is by Robert Spiewak.
Although my child isn't writing checks.
The story is entitled The Leprechaun and His Gold. Once there was a leprechaun named Shamrock. And he loved gold.
Yes. Yeah.
But he can't find any. But just then, his friend Lucky came. What is it? Lucky Game Hay. Lucky.
I don't know.
Lucky came. I think
came
that's.
By.
Lucky came by.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But then his friend Lucky came by. Lucky. Just thought I'd throw another Lucky in there.
Sure.
Because it was written in there.
Sure.
I can't find Lucky. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, it's like a script.
Yeah.
Well, but just dialogue. Then, I'm going to try this again. But he's 8 years old.
Yes.
So
yes.
He cut the kid some slack.
And yeah. You're 54 reading.
But just 51.
So,
51.
54.
But just then his friend Lucky came, hey, Lucky, I can't find any gold.
He does. He's not good with paragraph structure.
Come
but
with
the story
me.
Is good.
Come with me. I don't know who's... This is
I think,
probably...
I bet Lucky says
Lucky
that.
Saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Come with me. And I will show you some gold.
Yes.
Ah.
Wait a minute.
This is Mark's favorite part of the
yeah.
story.
Come with me and I will show you when gold is.
No. Where the gold
oh.
is.
Come with me and I will show you where
the gold
some
is.
Gold is.
Oh, some gold. Some gold. Not all.
There it is. A lot of erasing done around the some
yes.
gold.
Well, sure.
Well, Mike, what he has, he's got one page to tell an entire story, so he had to cut out a lot of plot points.
Mm. Come on. I will give you some of my gold.
Uh-huh.
No. So it's not Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lucky. The end.
That's a good story.
Well done.
Way
well
to go,
done.
Robert.
Could I just quickly mention the 16-month-old and how my sister dropped it on me?
Yes.
Okay. So she calls me. She says, you need to watch Sophia tonight, who's 16 months. And uh-huh. I said, me watch Sophia? Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what? I'm pretty old. I said, well, how about this? You put her to bed, and I'll swing by and check up on her.
Uh-huh.
Just to mess with my sister.
Oh, so she you made
just
you'll drop in
just because she just dropped it on me 24 hours before.
Put the yeah. baby down.
Right.
Leave the house. Leave the baby completely unattended, yeah. and I'll swing by about an hour.
When
later.
You say that, do you think there's a chance she's going to think that you mean it?
Well, I thought that she had a sense of humor.
Sure.
Right.
I was wrong when
dear.
She said, are you kidding me? You can't do that. You need to be here at 5 o'clock.
So she took it hook, line,
she
and
went, yeah, she went. I said, I don't know. I don't think I can be there. Like, then this is when she's lost the game already. She doesn't realize
right,
because
right.
I'm just going to keep driving on this.
Right, of course.
I said, how about.
I think that's great. I think that's fantastic.
I said, look, clearly you don't have any regard for my time and what I do for a living.
You keep working
so,
it. That's great.
So I said, this is there's a simple solution to this because you're just telling me this about 24 hours out of
right.
time, and I've got a meeting in the afternoon at work. So why don't you take your laptop and set up Skype?
Seriously? That is fantastic.
And I can Skype her.
And she's already mad.
She's quiet at this time, but I'm giving her directions.
Right. You know what? I doubt she's mad at this point. If he's going this far, she's concerned. Not just for her child, but
great.
For her brother.
I said, you set up Skype. and you set up the bottles that you want me to warm up, and I can microwave those when I get home if I have to. But set up Skype, and I can get Skype on my phone now. There's a new app on this iPhone.
As you're driving to the house.
And I said I could watch her while I'm driving to the house.
Perfect.
So if anything happens, I know that I got to speed up or like call 911.
Right. What was the end game?
Speed up!
And she said, I know you just went through like a horrific breakup.
That's the best.
But I really need you to take this seriously. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. So no. But I know, and I said, I'm serious, Tatiana. I said, you cannot call me 24 hours before. I'm 33 years old.
Right.
I've got my own life. You can't say, by the way, come take care of my child.
Right.
That's just disrespecting my time.
You are really going all the way with it.
I said, well, the only compromise is Skype. And if we didn't have this technology,
he's still going.
I said, if we didn't have this technology, then I couldn't do it. You'd have to hire a babysitter, or one of you would have to stay back. I was like, this is all I have. It's a big bank meeting.
And
she started freaking out. She said, you're never going to be a parent, and you will never know what it means to actually be able to trust somebody with your child.
Now,
and you're telling me to trust a effing software and the internet?
Is this the sister who is a physician?
Yes. And she's a pediatrician.
A brilliant woman, but not that common sense.
But she also works in an environment where they have like low income families.
Right.
So this scenario is plausible in her eyes.
She may have seen it.
And she said, I can't use Skype. I said, what about this? Why don't you run out right now? You're in Pittsburgh, right? And I was looking at the time, and I was like, it's about 7:30. Why don't you run out to Best Buy? I saw my friend Dominique has a Wi-Fi baby monitor. and I was like doing everything for a good 15 minutes. And I said, and she got so mad at me, she hung up on me.
Oh, that is a victory.
So, advantage Oscar.
Yes. You win. And then I had to call her back because she didn't call me in 2 hours. And I said, I'll call her back. I said, look, I'll do whatever you need to do for my niece. But you cannot disrespect and disregard the fact that I'm an adult now.
Right.
And I have my own things I'm going to deal with.
Could use a little notice.
And she goes, I'm so thankful you said that. I didn't know if you were serious. I started crying. I hung up the phone. I'm very emotional right now. It's not easy to travel with the kids. But this is the reality here.
Right.
You could, and deep inside my soul.
Yes.
Because I don't have children. I think it's a plausible plan.
Oh, I'm sure
I think
there
it's
are
a real
people,
plan.
There because are people your, not as bright as him that would do it.
Well, because you have because you do not have experience with children, and you have not been able to process the horror.
Where could she go?
Well,
they don't go anywhere.
Well, there's the issue of the house being on fire. That's the ultimate end game.
There is the issue of slowly watching the child on Skype as she toddles towards
horrible,
dangerous chemicals that are in here.
And even if she's in a playpen or a crib,
they don't move.
But you know what?
I've seen her late. When I was younger, I would go and see the baby monitor.
Listen, you have to be.
They choke on blankets.
Baby monitor, even kids die. Even when the parent
they
is
do.
In the house.
Yeah. Sudden
in
the infant room. Death syndrome. I looked it up.
But yes. They can do little toddlers, little 16-month-olds can do all sorts
caught
of
caught in the crib.
Horrible things.
Robert used to swallow about half his blanket every night. And
that's
the doctor's concern
Oscar.
Was he was gonna choke. But what can you do? You can't put him down for a nap without a blanket.
Just because you were left alone as a child doesn't mean
this
you can do
true.
It to other children.
That's true. And think if they had Skype in the early 80s, you would have been without a parent
that's true.
Your entire life.
I would say this, that while I'm not going to do this, there's someone listening right now that has done this.
You're not going to Skype your niece. That is so nice.
And if you have done this, I'm kind of impressed.
They'd have to do it recently because the Skype app is relatively
new. Now, getting
new,
pretty new, yeah. You bust your sister's chops with this whole thing with the Skype. And you're kidding. We know you're kidding, and it's funny. However, at the heart of it, though, tell me the truth, was a serious concern for the sister just calling you at the last minute. You're Oscar. Your life does not matter. I feel the exact same thing with my sister.
I was livid.
I get that.
And he's babysitting and you've got a dog.
Guys, you understand that the secession of this whole planning period was call me on Sunday, say, I haven't bought these tickets yet because my mom had called me and said, what tickets are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
And it was her responsibility from the beginning. So I had to go do the sweaty handshake.
Right.
I had to pick up those tickets, which was out of my way.
Right.
And then you're dropping your child on me, which I love my niece, but there's a total disregard for my life.
Is everybody going through the same crap, though, because you're dad right now? Is everybody kind of wigged out because of your father's situation? That everybody's kind of dealing with their own strain in a different way?
or are is everybody but you isolated from it?
They, you know what? It's a wash, I think, there, because this is the way they treat me all the time. Mm-hmm. And
the baby.
There is something to be said about standing up for yourself, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, this is it'll always be this way. The only armor and the only recourse I have is good shtick.
Right.
Like to get them really fired up about something.
Work them up.
Yeah. Because that reminds them that yes. I'm not a little kid anymore.
He's using comedy to teach.
That's passive aggressive.
It is.
I congratulate you.
That's all I got. But I don't use that with my coworkers.
All right. If I can give a personal story right now.
Absolutely.
I'm driving along with Carla going to this dinner last night, and I tell Carla what our scenario is going to be for the end of the month. When we go up, my mom has sold her house.
Right.
We're going up there. We're going to get what little stuff that she wants. I've got some stuff from my dad that I talked about yesterday. Right. And then we're going
to,
you know, do a final, cleaning of the house, get it all ready. Well, the fact is, at that moment, Carl and I head back to D.C., and my mom heads to Boston for where she's going to go into the new facility. Mm-hmm. And the difference is my sister lives in Boston, and she's going to be actually closer to my sister.
She'll be convenient to the leisure camp.
For me, the leisure camp, for me, it is a rough time. And maybe because it was sleep deprivation, I'm not sure. But I'm driving along with Carla yesterday, and I'm on the highway, and I suddenly just lose it.
Crying.
And I said, I am having trouble with this. Mm-hmm. I am having trouble for this. And the way we concluded it, I'm having trouble because when we have this moment where everything gets boxed up, everything's put on the moving truck, everything's put in our car that we're going to keep, everything's put in my sister's car she's going to keep, my mom is going to get into a car,
right.
She's going to be in Kathy's car, and I'm going to look at her drive out of my childhood driveway for probably the last time.
I mean...
Lose it. Mm-hmm. Lose it to the point where I'm embarrassed. People are going to be looking at me on Route 66, looking at me lose it on the
thing. So you're wailing. You're wailing.
Yeah. And here it is. I think I can relate to the way you are with the older siblings that just think because you're the youngest one.
Yeah, here.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there? What are you doing? Don't do your work
here. He's talking to himself.
Don't do your work here. God.
Inchworm.
Jesus.
I'm sorry
we're boring you. I'm sorry. No, what are you doing? Well, are you doing your work?
What did you say to yourself? You talked to yourself. You said something.
Yeah, you really did.
What are you in the middle? Are you in the middle of working for your other company right now?
Well, I'm always doing that, Mike.
You're always doing that.
What did you just say? What did you verbalize that we heard over here?
I'm trying to do a nice, sensitive story.
It was a moment, really.
Mr. McHumpalot decides that he's going to, you know, he's so sneaky. He's so scary sneaky that he's going to go...
You know, I've heard. Put it out.
All right.
Now, RJ, are you really expecting us to believe the fact that you just said something and you don't remember what it was?
No, I don't remember what it was.
Were you speaking to somebody?
Somebody died right here on my machine.
Were you speaking to someone at work?
No, I'm not.
No, it was his outer monologue what happened.
What were you speaking?
Outer monologue. Yeah.
Who were you speaking to? Oh, God, it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Mike, I'm sorry.
He's talking to himself.
I was talking to myself.
It was his outer monologue.
Now, Mike.
I missed something.
Mike.
You're talking to yourself?
Yeah. You don't have my mic on. Do you have my mic on?
I do now, and we all heard it.
We heard you.
But we can
turn my mic off for a second.
Okay. RJ, it doesn't f***ing matter if your mic is off.
Especially with this mic, since it doesn't have a compressor.
Okay. Now he's got me on it. So turn my mic back.
Okay. Turn mine off.
With pleasure.
Back to you.
Anyway.
Are you sure?
It's ruined.
Are we done?
No, it's not ruined.
The story is ruined.
No. See, Mike. Do you feel... I've cried in front of a girlfriend maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
And
I lost it in front of Carla. I lost.
Do you feel comfortable losing it?
I'm losing it. Yeah, I have no problem losing.
You're
it in
comfortable
front of
with
Carla.
It.
None whatsoever.
Not at all.
What I'm uncomfortable with is the amount of time I'm doing this lately. This is weird.
It's so
healthy. You're supposed to reserve this for a death in the family.
No.
You know?
It's healthy when you're going through something.
It just
I had about an hour and a half, about 5 weeks into Robert's diagnosis.
Uh-huh. Right.
When I lost it.
You just lose it.
And you really the only thing that stopped me from crying was I got to the end of it and I heard how I sounded crying.
Yeah, right.
That'll do it.
And I laughed. I laughed at myself. Because it was almost a comical cry. But
It's two this week.
Well, you know what? You'll cry, Mike. You'll cry until it's out of your system.
It's two this week.
And it might always be crying. You might explode. You may kick a dog.
It's just something
will happen.
Hello, Lucy.
But it'll get out of your system, and you can't.
It's good for you.
You can't suppress it. You must let it out.
It's a rite of passage. It's the way it's going to happen.
What is your and for me, I guess the thought would be. Is it because it's an end of it's an end of an era for your home, clearly.
That's it. And as Rob said, and Carla actually quoted Rob to me when this was going on.
Oh, that must have felt nice.
No, but it was true because Rob just said it's a house. It's not the memories.
Right.
You'll keep the memories and all that good stuff. The similarity being, though, is this is tough for all of us, but in the back of my mind, and I'm sure you get this as the younger sibling, you say to yourself, well, you know, moving to my sister's town.
You can drive by that house.
She's going to be right there in my sister's lap.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, not only is she moving out of my childhood home and moving out of the place where I have gone for years and decades and decades, she is moving further away from me. Yeah. So that's just
what
the weirdness
do, Mike,
of it.
Is so Kathy understands. Send her a photograph of you crying.
Hey, what are the dates for you that you're going up there?
The last weekend in April is when the weekend after Easter I'll be going.
The
up
last
there.
Weekend in April.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because I'm thinking of going up there and maybe we can catch a game together.
I wish, but it's not going to be. No, it's going to be. It's going to be boxing, packing, scrubbing,
although you could bring some of your family to move boxes, Oscar.
It should be. Hey, real quick before
I'll hire them.
I just wanted to say this. Got to cover these things before we take a break here. My favorite chick show, because there's a vacuum in television right now. Not
that
a lot of great shows.
Sucks,
really only one show that I can recommend with reckless abandon, and that is The Good Wife.
Yes.
I think it's the best show on TV right now, and I really think you ought to check it out.
You know, it's about Carrie.
It's The Good Wife. Really just gets better and better.
Incredible,
do you agree?
Incredible show.
Just the plot lines just get. Yep. I mean, this is a show that's
good
on this
program.
Kind of curve. That, boy, that Julianne Margulies, she is.
I like her very much.
She used to look like Slash from Guns N' Roses, but she's prettier now.
She is prettier
now. My favorite reality TV show, The Bad Girlfriend. Horrible.
The Bad Girlfriend.
He's the star of it.
I'm living in it.
The Bad Girlfriend.
Reality TV.
Yes, very good. Anything else that you want to throw into the TV mix?
Just that we're going to be talking about television this week on the bonus hour, and I will be talking about a cast member of that show in that conversation.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee
maybe
I know
maybe during
who it
the
is.
Bonus show.
I know who it is.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Maybe during
me
the,
too.
During the bonus show, can we have point counterpoint on that Pee Wee abortion?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, please. Yes.
Absolutely. We'll do that. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right after this. All right, welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show animated series. Download the Strine Studios cartoons each month for just $1.99. The latest episode starring Rob, available today. The Mike O'Mara Show animated series, only at MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time to open up today's Audio Vault. What do you have for us today, Robbie?
I have one of the last vestiges of appointment television, Mike. And I'll stay with this as long as you like me to, but I know that if it happens, I must bring it to you. Please welcome Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles. Another great appearance on Letterman last night, promoting his appearance at the Borgata.
Still getting it done, man. He is old, but he is still doing it.
They love you, Don.
What a night, what a night, what a crowd.
He's so old.
God, I wish I was someplace else. Hey, listen, before you say anything.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Congratulations on the Johnny Carson Award.
Thank you very much.
And I happen to be one of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ah.
Oh, great.
And I can't lie. I didn't vote for you.
Oh.
I don't think you were that great.
I think you're right.
Stop it for a second there. Rickles now works for me because he's twitchy. He's twitchy old, and the twitchy old is okay with the insult comic style that
he's
he has.
You know, he went away from being mean.
Right.
And he's back to being
to being a
he's
total
just
prick.
Just being Rickles.
I love it. That's great.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, thank you. That's very nice. Now, listen. I know. You know, we were just talking
by
about...
By the way, Paul, that was great. The band's weak, but you were great.
Thank you.
No, they're okay.
He means it with love.
They're okay.
Yes, we know.
Shut up, Paul.
What?
Shut up, Paul.
No, you guys are great. I rib you, but I don't know who picks out your wardrobe, but the guy in the beret better get back to Vietnam.
Yeah.
What? You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Don.
Vietnam, what the hell is that guy?
I don't know.
He looks like a lost rabbi playing a drum.
Hello. Oh, the lost rabbi.
I have a question for you.
Jump in. This is your show.
Oh, listen to that.
In fact, which I never got over, Dave.
What's that?
That sign is wrong. David Letterman show with Dave. No, the show with David Letterman. Come on. It's starring David. What is that with? You're not some warm-up. Go out and make a stink, for crying out loud.
All right. Change that.
You know the money you're making.
Yeah, I know. Now, the question I have for you, trouble with the luggage?
Trouble with the luggage.
Inside joke, man.
Yeah.
He just loves that line.
Trouble with the luggage. I remember seeing your act at the, I think, the Desert Inn.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when you had the baseball cap, the shorts, and sneakers, right. You were at the beach.
I love this because this really is Letterman just having the time of his life, and you don't see it much.
And he loves to work Rickles.
He does.
You know,
does.
And throw him something that he knows nothing about.
These two are personal friends, and Letterman doesn't have many personal friends. These two actually hang out and drink together.
Came in like a derelict. I swear to God, that's the way he dressed when he came in the dressing room.
But... at some point during your act, a fellow comes out on stage and you say to him, trouble with the luggage? It's very funny.
He likes that line.
You know, there are a lot of clinics here in New York.
So there you go. If you have it on your TiVo, check out
Very good.
Here's two strong segments last
What
night.
I love about it is it's hit and miss. Mm-hmm. He has had stinker appearances on both Leno and Letterman, but sometimes he gets into a rhythm. It's always about the audience, whether they're into it. You know, I'm a guy that I'll go to see Don Rickles, and I love him so much that I'll laugh at whatever he says, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's part of the fun, and that's the same thing.
If you go to our YouTube page, the Mike O'Mara YouTube page, there's a video. It's a montage of legislators, both state and federal level, that someone put together pretty brilliantly. See if you can guess what they're doing now.
We're no strangers to love.
You know the rules, and so do I.
Before commitments, what I'm thinking of.
You wouldn't get this from any other guy.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Make sure you understand.
I'm never going to give you up.
I'll never let you down.
We're not going to run around and desert you.
They do the whole song.
Wow.
So check that out. That's on our YouTube page.
Rick Astley. I see Larry King here.
Yes, you do. Do you want to go to that?
Please go to Larry King.
Now,
you know
a lot
I love
of people
him.
Sent me the video that Larry King did a guest shot on Conan this week where he was doing his show from the rafters, which is funny when you hear about it until you watch Larry do the bit. Then it's not funny.
Oh.
But Larry's like Jerry Lewis, Mike. Larry being funny is not funny.
Right.
But Larry not being funny is hilarious, which is why I want to recommend a new product to you, Breath Gems.
And I'm Larry's wife, Sean. Everyone knows Larry loves to talk.
Interviewing.
Whatever.
Yeah, getting in there, asking questions. So having fresh breath is a very important thing to me.
Gross. And me.
Which is why we are so excited to tell you about Breath Gems.
You know, for 5 years in the 70s, he only ate coffee and cigarettes. That's it.
Breath Gems, a new all-natural breath freshener that gives us instant fresh breath, lasts for hours.
Even if we eat a meal with garlic and onions.
Oh. Breath Gems are different, much more than just a mint. Breath Gems are powerful dual-action capsules.
All right.
Great tasting.
Stop
is this
right
real?
Now.
What? Yes, it's real.
It's a real ad.
It's a two-minute like infomercial style ad. I found it on the internet.
You know, and usually, really, we call this in the advertising business the fit.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
How often have we been approached by different AEs, account executives, who say, hey, I know you like to golf, or I know you like a motorcycle.
Right.
You know, this would be a really good fit. I think the Breath Gems, perhaps a fit for Larry,
perfect.
Who's breath probably smells like a stool.
However, I think a losing battle, he may want to double up on the dosage.
Just a mint on the outside.
And on the inside, a liquid core of parsley seed oil, giving me the confidence to be close to anyone. Listen to Dr. Daly, founder of the Center for Breath Treatment.
As a dentist and biologist, I help people from all over the world fight chronic bad breath. For food-related bad breath, I recommend all-natural breath gems for getting rid of the worst offenders, even garlic and onions.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc. Yeah. And Larry, you know,
for two minutes.
I know he's had the heart surgeries, and I know he has been—he has been off the cigarettes for years and years and years. But he still has that.
Of course,
like, he's struggling for air.
Knows.
I can't do it.
Let's hear the open one more time, just for fun.
Hi, I'm Larry King,
and I'm Larry's wife, Sean. Everyone knows Larry loves to talk.
Interviewing.
Interviewing. And time for one more. Could we play the Sherry Shepherd versus Charlie Sheen?
Absolutely. She's going to see the show at Radio City, Mike.
Now, Sherry Shepherd, one of my least favorite people on television, because I think she's been hit by the lucky stick, and I think she is absolutely the most non-talented TV personality on the air
today.
Didn't
earn the spot.
So she's talking about Charlie Sheen. It turns out she's going to the Radio City show and issues a challenge to Sheen. Mm.
Tonight he's in Columbus, and I think the real pressure is going to be on when Friday night he's at Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Oh, guess who's
going
to be there?
Yeah, well, you're
going
to have to report back because, you know, tough crowd in New York.
I'm going to be in the front row going, don't waste my money, Charlie.
Right, very unforgiving
crowd. Because it ain't going to be no winning here if you ain't funny.
You're going to be leading the charge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got it together. I got my ticket.
Gain a little more weight, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the audio.
Can't get by on our looks forever, Mike.
That's the audio vault. We'll take a break. Come back with news and buzz right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Getting back to that Sherry Shepherd thing. It's just, she just drives me crazy.
Hey, Mike, yes. I got my ticket.
Yeah. Sherry Shepherd.
I got my ticket.
Sherry,
can you get me tickets for that?
Friend of Elizabeth Hasselbeck. We discussed this the other day regarding Charlie Sheen, where the train wreck is. Yeah. I could see myself going for about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, going to see where.
But you guys are giving them away.
Well, we don't know yet. No. It's a state of confusion between demand, ticket brokers, and everybody's trying to figure out exactly what the status is.
And incidentally, guess who has tickets?
Does he really?
Yes, he does. Well, did you know what his father does for a living?
What's that?
He works for Acela.
Really?
So he can get train tickets up to New York anytime he pleases.
So he's going to the Radio City show?
I believe so.
Yep. Wow. Zoolander is going to the Radio City show.
My new friend Eric, yes.
We should have him file a report.
I talked to him about that.
Carla's best friend, Eric. Loves Eric. Absolutely adores Eric.
Well, as Carrie says, his teeth are so white.
They are very, very white, and I know you've been socializing with him, and I think he's really okay.
He's not like an animal. You guys are such animals.
What?
You've been socializing with him?
Well, you've been socializing with him. What? What did I say?
That's a little, it's a little 21. Clinical. It's a little clinical.
Like, if he's, like, not sociable, like, if Rob's basically dealing with, like, the unwashed, he's like, you've been socializing with
him. It's like you're trying to reintroduce him back into a habitat. It was a little clinical. We hung out at the hockey game. He's very nice.
He's a nice boy.
Yes. Yeah.
Carla's very fond of him, goes to his dentist's office.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, she loves that place. Wants me to go over there, too. Not going to happen. not a chance. No.
Dentistry specializing in those small of body, huge of head.
Let me tell you why that sounded awkward, because I am awkward around Zoolander.
Why?
Because he makes me nervous.
He holds you in such high esteem.
Does he really?
That
he
might does. Be it.
Does he really?
He does.
Yeah.
So do you clench?
It's me. He hates.
Do you clench your butt cheeks when you're on him?
No.
Oh. No. What does
I
that
don't
even mean?
My butt. It's a excited gay reference.
I know.
Right there.
I was just trying to.
I do not. I just said like Larry.
Anyone who was on the bus ride back from the hockey game knows exactly how hetero he was.
I do not clench my butt cheeks. Right.
Yes.
He. I had a moment with him last week when he was here.
Yes.
And this is, you're going to love this.
Okay.
I picked Frankie up. I picked Frankie up, okay? I will do this for the Ustreamers because this is a visual.
Okay.
I wish this was all TV, but
playing
it's not all TV.
Camera.
I pick Frankie up and I'm going, you're such a good boy. You're such a good little baby. Going to take you out. I'm going to tell you it's your best time of the day. And I looked through and there was about a 1 foot space where I was looking over. And
you're out of sight.
And Zoolander was looking at me.
Watching.
And so it was like, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy.
And it just stopped.
Yeah,
it just stopped.
Away.
Wow. I stopped because I suddenly felt uncomfortable.
Because he's staring at you like this.
He was looking at me like looking at me the way he always does, which in my mind, this is the way he always looks at me. Longingly.
With disdain?
No, with approval. With marvel and approval.
It's like, hi, Jabari. Hey, how you doing? Hi, girl. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Zoolander.
No.
I think there's a lot more substance there than me.
Yes,
I do,
yes.
Too.
So I think I know what you're. I know what you all are saying to me. Uh-huh. You're all saying to me, do what I don't do a lot. I reach out a little bit, just to be a little bit more. I
reach out of the darkness.
Do what right.
I think he and you know how on our old show we used to always like uncover these guys. Uh-huh. I think he's a gold mine that we just have.
Really?
Not.
Well, my friend, I have nothing but esteem for you in that department. Yeah. Believe you me, I quote you guys on that all the time. Yes. You know what? Bring it on.
Sure.
Bring him in. Bring him to me. Will he be here tomorrow?
I don't know when the next time
he will
here.
Be.
Because then why did you
because
say it like
he
that?
Seems to
why
have,
did you say it with that kind of like disinterest?
He seems to have a very relaxed attendance schedule to this program.
No,
really?
No, yes. He doesn't. Rob
really?
Is full of shit.
Oh,
wow.
God. Oh, wow.
Well, that would explain a lot. But
really?
I just don't seem to see him around here. And he has a
well,
show.
Isn't the relaxed,
and he wasn't here for that.
Isn't
so.
The relaxed schedule kind of the theme of everything around this show?
I don't know. We're here, aren't we?
It's one of the things we love about it, actually.
But really, I think there's a
so
lot.
Really,
of, there's a
no
lot.
No one's really supervised.
There's a lot of questions that I have for him just because I follow him on Twitter and I see him what he does. And for a 21-year-old or 20-year-old, whatever he is, I think he's definitely 21 if he's at Jimmy's all the time. I think that he's got like this like. Older soul schedule.
You know
where
what
he does, where he wants, what he wants to do, what he
things,
wants to do.
There are a lot of things you'll tell me when I think you are full of crap, and I'll tell you. But on this particular
Let's
account, when it comes to interns, onion peeling, it will be if he's here tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know, I want him. I don't want him to force him to come in here. I want him, but if he happens to be
him.
Here,
okay.
We'll have
ask him. He saw the Spider-Man show on Broadway.
I don't know
who doesn't love a musical.
He's not even here yet, and Rob's already making me laugh. It's a done deal. Time for news. Let's get Buzz in here right now. Ah, this show really sucked right up until just now. All right,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all
here he is.
300 episodes.
Buzz Burbank, take it away. No, I don't mean the episodes, this particular one. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. We're brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. That's a savings of over $1,000. Guys can peck up for summer as well. Have somebody you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking his ad on our website.
You mean a guy goes in and gets the...
Yeah, gets squared up, sure.
Really?
Yeah, they do that. They're encouraging that, and they're getting more male customers.
All right.
I had my nipples reduced.
You know, Chad had a breast reduction.
It's true.
He did.
I know he did. I was there at the station. I was employed by the station when he had
but
that
But if you
done.
Wanted to get pecs and you couldn't get that done, I'd go in a heartbeat if you had that type of expendable
income. Well, yeah, you know, and I'm beginning to sag.
You know what? Did
age.
They save Chad's fat? Because I would use that
they
to make my pecs.
They tried to. I guess it's not clinical and it's not cool.
Let me, you know, I know you've lost some weight, Rob, but you don't need anybody's extras.
Simply joking, Mike.
You know, simply
what? Simply joking.
He wanted
joking.
To cook with it.
Oh, no, I only use bacon fat for that.
Carrie, is there any bacon grease next to Chad's fat?
Chad fat.
Right.
President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid are all very serious about avoiding a government shutdown tomorrow night. They met and talked late into the night last night, and they say they have made progress toward an agreement, but it hasn't happened yet.
Government shutdown will not occur. Mm-hmm. Take it to the bank.
Probably not.
Print it.
You're
it
probably
is a
right.
stone cold lock.
Bet you a dollar it does.
It will not happen. I will take that bet.
Okay,
and here's why.
$1.
I'm with Mike.
You've got the military that is the last time they did this.
Right.
The military budget had already been passed.
Right.
What you have now is you have the government that would not be giving people fighting for this country paychecks. No one's getting on the side that side of the issue.
Also, locally, think about what's going to happen in the district. If you work in the district, it's going to change everything.
And good luck getting a passport.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to the public and the politics.
Very
and
true.
They,
right.
But what That's matters is segment. This issue.
Right.
They will hammer this one, the fact that the military wouldn't get
the
paid.
The shutdown would have to last a week or so for the military paychecks to be affected. I've heard talk. Yesterday, everybody was saying maybe a 50-50 chance of a government shutdown. I agree with you that it isn't likely, that it may not happen. But Rob might have a shot at winning this bet in that it might be a day or two shutdown. There might be like a Monday, Tuesday shutdown. Down and then back
Ka-ching!
Up again.
He wins the bet anyway, and I will tell you, not only is it the military paycheck issue, but simply the tone that I'm hearing coming out of the Republican camp, which
about,
is much more conciliatory.
What about our international perspective? I'm looking from the outside looking in. If right. I see that a powerhouse government, if the Chinese government had to shut down even for a day, mm-hmm. it's a sign of weakness, people. And we've got enough going on in our lives and as a social profile for that to happen.
The damage is done. We are hated internationally right now because our government is in danger of shutdown. Our leading presidential candidate hosts a reality show, and a former governor is on talk shows talking about how 9/11 was an inside job.
Actually, our world esteem is up since the election of President Obama. I don't know. This has happened before. I don't think they blink at this overseas.
Really?
I don't
when
think
did this happen? I never knew what happened before.
Right before bone Monica Lewinsky.
I don't think we'll be talking about that soon too, but
I never say anything positive about this administration because I've been very, very pissed off.
I've been disappointed
at the speed, but you got to say positives are positives. Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, if people are keeping their eyes open, there is some very steady economic, positive economic news.
Right.
It seems to happen every week. The market has been out in front of this. It has been ahead of this. And the most recently, unemployment numbers started coming along, and so did housing numbers. So I think you're seeing the worm turn for this administration.
This is motivation, too, because the economy is in such bad shape, because government workers could be furloughed. This would be a horrible time for that to happen. I don't think anybody wants to see the economy backslide a little bit. Internationally, I'm not sure the shutdown, unless it went on for a very long time, and I don't see that wouldn't have any effect.
It affects me a little more, and I'm a little more into it, because I live in the district, and since it is a federal city,
you
and run by the federal
affected.
Government,
yeah, sadly,
they're talking
yeah.
about no trash pickup for 3 weeks. They're talking about all kinds of things where I'm like, look, I pay enough parking tickets.
And what's weird about that is it's no federal money that picks up your trash, but the feds have to approve the city's budget, so the city can't spend its own money
but
without federal
still
approval.
Still a small subsect of the listening audience.
I'm inclined to agree with Oscar. This makes us look bad.
If there is a government shutdown, I think there's a much greater chance of Oscar getting raped.
Whoa. Oh, at Starbucks when he picks up the Yanni tickets?
On a ticket deal, yeah. Some political background. If this battle was simply between Democrats and Republicans, it'd likely be settled by now. But because the Republicans are under pressure from the Tea Partiers, Republican leaders have to at least pretend to stand firm for as long as possible. An NBC News survey shows that Democratic voters across the country are open to compromise and that Republican voters are not. One thing that happened in that government shutdown of 15 years ago, as Rob mentioned, that we hope doesn't happen this time, an extramarital affair for the president. Monica Lewinsky's internship was up when the government shut down last time. There were no job openings because of the shutdown, so she signed on for another internship. After the shutdown began is the day Lewinsky told President Clinton she had a crush on him, and that's the day they supposedly first kissed. In the days and weeks that followed, they did a lot more than that.
How are you, dear? Hello, dear. I've got some cigars. Would you put them there?
Wow.
Put my cigar there.
See, that kind of thing.
Way too humid.
Put it in there.
And this brings us to the arrest of President Obama's golfing buddy on prostitution charges. Obama went to school with Bobby Titcomb back in Hawaii.
Bobby what?
Bobby Titcomb.
Sure.
Bobby Titcomb.
Bobby Titcomb.
I rented that video. It was terrific. I lost interest about 10 minutes in.
Hello, Bobby.
They
Tipko.
Went to school. The man was doomed by his own name, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
They went to school together back in Hawaii. They just played golf together this last Christmas vacation. Monday night, Bobby was busted for soliciting and was released on $500 bail.
It's not a last name. It's what you need a handy wipe for.
Hey.
He also has to pay a $500 fine for the misdemeanor. He'll be on probation, and he might have to do community
How's
service.
How's Obama's other friend?
Which one?
Johnny Assman. Yeah.
Bobby Tipton.
Now, if men are dogs, what does that make women? A new study says more women than men use cheating sites like AshleyMadison.com. Sorry, Oscar. In fact, the ratio is 7. I heard you clear your throat.
Way too soon.
He cleared his throat.
You had to read the story.
Hey, he's back, though. He's drinking a Slender drink.
Yes.
The ratio,
Slender drink.
Instead of eating ice cream.
Yeah, not a half gallon of Baskin Robbins.
The ratio at sites like Ashley Madison, 7-2. 7 women there for every 2 men. Women also keep their memberships longer. That could be because memberships for women are free. Men have to pay to be on that site.
Ashley Madison is the name of it?
AshleyMadison.com is the name of a cheating website.
I only go to the cheating websites for funny women, and it's called Billy Madison. Thank you. I just did an Adam Sandler joke.
You want to hook up with a retarded guy? That's a great one to go to.
You missed it because you were out one day last week when I reported that Adam Sandler has now had over a dozen movies that have made over $100 million. Dollars.
Yes.
Can you believe
definition
that?
Definition of a blockbuster.
I can, and that's another reason the government's going to shut down.
And
America's eating more boogers than ever.
A promotional email being circulated this spring urges daughters to give their moms a Mother's Day gift of vaginal moisturizer. Quoting the email, Johnny Carson here, quoting the email, help her relax.
Oh, no, this is true, Ed.
Help her relax from her fast-paced world of deadlines, commitments, and obligations. Help her be more comfortable with Replenz.
Ew. That's so nasty for mom. Replenz
keeps mom moist.
Did they start chafing down there in the old age?
No, it's just, you know, if you're going to go in there, there's great friction, you know. Oh. You'll start smoking up. It'll look like Fukushima down there.
So embarrassed. Whoa. Finally, some parents in suburban Richmond, Virginia are a little disturbed about something that happened at their elementary school's career day this year. Shady Grove Elementary had its career day last Friday, and one of the careers featured was plastic surgery. The doctor was there and brought some show and tell items. He let the 9-year-olds hold, squeeze, and stroke breast implants.
It's all right.
Quoting one parent, career day sure isn't what it used to be. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, why not? It's just a little tuba jelly. That's all it really is.
When I did career day, they just came up to me and said, what do you do? I said, I'm on the radio. They said, you got pens?
Yeah, that's all
they
want.
That's all they want. They want swag.
That's it. Our show was brought to you today by the Big Duff 2. Our annual golf tournament is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. But you need to sign up right away. A day of golf and hijinks followed by our end of the world after party.
Huzzah.
I love the name of that party. And it's going to be in a secret location. Mm-hmm. You can only find that out if you come to the Big Duff. Several packages are available, from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and a limo bus service after the party. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason at 703-628-1343. Mm-hmm. Now, order today, mm-hmm, or every day you don't, we will shave a bit of Mark's head.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.